Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Pat Donahoe, Chief Operating Officer of the U.S. Postal Service. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Paul.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Bill Takis. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Pat, I know everybody knows about the Postal Service, but perhaps you could just set the stage and give our listeners who might not be familiar sort of a couple minutes on its mission and its activities.
Well, we've got a pretty simple mission in the Postal Service, and that is, you know, for over 200 years, our mission has been to bind a nation together through delivery of hard copy. And about 100 years ago, we added packages into that, and that's what we do today. That's our focus. That's what we focus on a day-to-day basis.
And how do you describe the size of the business, number of pieces of mail, volume? Like how would we go about that?
We deliver to 145 million addresses on a daily basis across the U.S., including Alaska and Hawaii. And we accomplish that with about 708,000 people. We deliver 208 billion pieces of mail on a yearly basis also. We've got a tremendous reach across the entire United States with 38,000 post offices, and we deliver mail with about 210,000 vehicles on a daily basis.
And then in terms of just sort of a comparison to, say, the Fortune 500, to give people a sense for how large an organization the Postal Service is, approximately where would it be?
We'd rank right now either 9th or 10th in terms of the world 500. We'd rank about 25th.
That's an amazing scope of operations. What are some of the roles and responsibilities of your job as Chief Operating Officer of that organization?
As Chief Operating Officer, I'm responsible for the operations of the Postal Service. That would include all of our retail outlets, all of our delivery points, and the vehicles, so pretty much everything we do on a daily basis with the American public.
So all the operations, all the carriers that we see out there all report into you, right?
Letter carriers, right? All the trucks, all the buildings, I'm responsible for those operations.
Well, how long have you been at this job, and how did your career path progress to get to here?
I started with the Postal Service 29 years ago. I was a junior in the University of Pittsburgh, and took the post office test and got a call, and they said, we have evening work available. So I thought, well, I can do that and supplement the income. I didn't realize it was going to be full-time when I got there, and it was right in the middle of a UPS strike, so we were working about 70 hours a week. So I had a goal, though, finish school within 4 years. So I finished school within 4 years and thought, when I'm done, I'll go out and get a job, a real job in the real world. Well, 29 years later, here I am still.
Well, now, as Chief Operating Officer, what types of jobs have you had up to this point that have helped prepare you for that job?
Well, I started on the work floor, you know, sorting mail, like I say, in the evening, and had an opportunity when I graduated from school to apply and get into what was called a management associate program. And it was a great opportunity, and got a chance to relocate and move around the country and build a little management expertise there. And you know, over the years, I've taken advantage of opportunities that were out there in the Postal Service and been able to move up through the ranks.
I also understand in your career that you were also a Sloan Fellow at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Can you tell us a little bit about that and
yeah.
the Postal Service's involvement in that?
And one of the nice opportunities, we do this generally one student a year. The Postal Service will sponsor somebody to go up to MIT, participate in the Sloan Fellows Program. What that is, it's a group of about 55 people from around the world who go in and work for 1 year to get a master's degree in science from the Sloan School. It's a matter of fact, I was talking to our student up there right now and remembering a little bit of the summer term. It's a pretty intense year, but it's a great year because what you do, you have an opportunity to work with people from all over the world, all walks of life, and for us it's important because, you know, as a member of the Postal Service government agency, a lot of times you end up with a very potentially internal focus on what you do. you go to a place like the Sloan School, it exposes you to thinking from not just the private industry, but you get to see a number of other agencies in the government, plus a worldview. It really opens your view up of the world from a management standpoint.
Let me take you back into your career, because I was interested in your description as you took different management positions. When did the scale of the activities begin to come into play? So, for example, I'm imagining a more traditional career, you manage 5 or 10 people. When do you get into the hundreds of thousands? And I'm curious how that training came about.
It's interesting. Probably my first job where I had some serious responsibility, I was responsible for customer service operations up here in Silver Spring, Maryland in the early 80s. And I think at that time I had maybe about 400 or 500 people. And, that was the first exposure to daily operations where decisions you made really affected what happens on a daily basis, and delivery of mail to, you know, a couple thousand delivery points in that area. I was able then to move up. I left Silver Spring, and I was still in the management assistant program, and worked in various operations after that, and up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Harrisburg. I was at one time the postmaster of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, with responsibility for pretty much the operations in central Pennsylvania. After that, I went to school, and coming out of school, I probably had my most interesting assignment of all, and that was the district manager here in Capital District. I got here just about the time that our service was not where we wanted it to be in Washington, and had the opportunity to work with a number of people to really turn around delivery service in Washington. And it was probably, from a management standpoint, the best experience I ever had. You work with people from all walks of life, a lot of challenges, and we were able to get things turned around here.
Let's drill on a couple things in terms of the style. Just in terms of communication, as you were describing being a postmaster, I could imagine that with 400 or 500 people, you could see everybody occasionally. But now with such a large organization, how do you communicate and get your messages out?
Well, communication is, in my opinion, absolutely critical in our organization. We do a lot of communication with the internet, a lot of communication with radio and television. I have a little internal TV show that we do on a monthly basis, and it's broadcast live across the country, and we have guests in. And the key, though, is setting expectations so that people understand we strive to provide excellent service, and that's what we want to do. People understand also through the communications what the course of action is going to be in the organization. We've made a lot of changes, like every other major organization in the United States, and keeping people in the loop, understanding where we're going, why we're doing that, how we're going to get there is very important. And finally, we're really big on recognition and making sure that we thank people, tell them they do a great job. We've got tremendous people that do a tremendous job on a daily basis. So that communication, whether it's in writing, whether it's through the internet, whether it's on the video, I think is very important so that people understand just how important their job is and how appreciated they are doing that on a daily basis.
Well, I'm curious. You said something very interesting about your time at Sloan, that it gives you an external perspective. How do you carry that perspective into your work with the employees? So, for example, I think about sort of GE in certain parts of segments of your market, highly competitive, and other, there's less competitive. How do you get people to sort of understand that with so much difference and variation?
One of the big things that we work on, Paul, is making sure that everyone understands what the customer's expectations are. Absolutely critical. And that goes whether you're a clerk at the window, if you're a letter carrier delivering mail, if you're a truck driver moving mail between facilities. Customers entrust their business with us. They entrust personal correspondence with us. And it's absolutely critical that we get it delivered on time to the right address and in good condition, because that's what the customers expect. And working over the past few years, we've really worked hard to make sure that all 708,000 people understand how important that is. Because, when you come from a government monopoly type background, and sometimes people take things for granted. This is a very competitive world we're in, and not just from a package standpoint. We're in the package business, but we're also in advertising business, and we've got competition, whether it's newspapers, it's television, it's radio. We've got competition on the internet. You know, people in our organization have to know how critical it is to do an excellent job in order to keep the Postal Service strong.
That's an interesting point. The Postal Service introduced plans to transform itself almost 2 years ago. What was that plan and how are they doing? We'll ask Pat Donahoe of the U.S. Postal Service when the Business of Government Hour returns.